an ever-shrinking Arctic polar ice cap. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. As the mercury plummeted to 40 below last week in Alaska's interior, temperatures around the North Pole, about 1,700 miles north, topped out some 70 degrees higher, about 32 degrees Fahrenheit, some 50 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than normal at the pole.
I've been looking at the Arctic for 35 years, and I've never seen anything like this before.
Mark Serez is a senior research scientist with the National Snow and Ice Data Center, and he says warm air pushed into the Arctic by powerful storms were likely the main reason for the February 10th temperature spike. He says above average air and sea surface temperatures last month were the main factors that led the center to declare a record low Arctic sea ice cover for the month of January.
We put all this heat into the atmosphere in the Arctic. That affects the jet stream pattern. That it basically attracts the big storms up into the Arctic. But that keeps it warm, and that keeps it free of sea ice.
Serez says it's likely warmer than average conditions in the Arctic will persist, and he says that'll probably lead the center to declare another record when it announces the maximum sea ice extent in March.
We could be looking at what we call a record low maximum.
Serez says researchers monitor sea ice formation or lack thereof to track warming underway in the Arctic and increasingly to determine whether its absence is impacting other parts of the planet.
The bigger concerns out there is how that loss of sea ice affects regions beyond the Arctic. Does the loss of sea ice affect weather patterns outside of the Arctic?
Serez says if these warmer than average conditions persist, the Arctic polar ice cap could disappear for part of the year within a couple of decades.
We could be seeing a summer, say late August, early September, essentially free of sea ice as early as 2030. That would be basically you look at it from space and it's a blue ocean.
If that estimate proves true, it would shave off at least a decade or two from the previously prevalent prediction of an ice-free Arctic by mid-century. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.